Hi, welcome back to our podcast. This is Smart Boy Tees, and we're talking about credit versus debit today. And so we watched a couple of videos, and now we're going to discuss. We're going to start off with who wants to go first. What did you learn today regarding credit versus debit? Sadia?
That credit is something that you is a loan. Something that people give you. Debit is when you spend money. And if we don't pay their money back, then you'll have to pay more of the interest.
That's with what? Credit or debit?
Credit.
Credit. And debit is what?
When you have your own money and you spend it.
Exactly. Okay, perfect. Naive. What did you learn about credit? Tell me some more details in terms of what credit is.
You can borrow money from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't pay it in the due date, then they're going to charge you.
Charge you what?
Interest.
But if you pay it in full, then you won't be charged.
Nothing.
Right. Do you think that what's best, credit or debit?
Debit.
Why you say debit?
Because you can use your own money.
And why do you say credit, Dia?
Because you have to use your own money and you're saving your money for important things.
But you still have to pay it back, so...
Stop talking like that. So I think it is good. Both is good. Credit is good to have if you want to make what kind of purchases. Did it talk about
shopping?
Yeah, shopping, but it talked about if you want to make what kind of purchases that
big
you'd
purchases.
What?
Big
purchases such as what?
Buying a car.
Buying a car or a home, yes, because you don't have all of the money up front to make that big purchase. So to borrow money from the bank or a loan to get the big ticket items like a car or a house, and then you pay for it over time. But of course you'll have to pay what with this loan? It's going to come with what?
Interest.
Interest, yes, which you'll pay over time. And it's best to try to pay it off sooner than later, because then it's less money you have to give the bank if you pay it off quicker. So I think credit and debit works well in both ways. If you have the money in your account, in your bank account to pay for it up front, and you want to use your debit card online or in stores, great. Pay for it cash. You pay for it. You get it out the way. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to pay any extra money on it. Interest, rather, to the bank. And then you're done with it. What else did they talk about in terms of credit and debit? What did you learn? When you're applying for credit, what do you have to have? And talk about.
Income.
You gotta have income. What else?
Your name.
Your name.
Date of birth.
Your address.
Date of birth.
Your social security. And your
date of birth.
All of that goes on what? The application when you're filling it out, correct? And I explained to you guys that your social security number is what?
You can't give it to anyone else or they will mess up your card.
Your credit.
Credit score.
And it's also that social security is linked to when? Linked to what for you? It's linked to Social Security benefits, which later on, when you reach a certain age, you'll be able to collect your Social Security benefits once you pay into it by working, right? But that's a whole nother topic, so we won't really get into that today. But, so you need those things to apply for credit. Now, do you have to have good credit or bad credit in order to get a loan? Typically good credit, right? Sometimes you can have bad credit, but your interest rate may be higher because they're basing your credit score or the way you pay your bills back, your credit worthiness rather, they'll be checking for that. And if your credit is not that great, then your interest rate may be higher, which means you'll pay more money in turn. But if your credit score is great, then your interest rate would probably be low and, you know, you won't have to pay back as much, especially if you pay it early. Okay. Anything else you guys learned that you didn't know today that you learned today? Is it important, credit and debit? You have a limit to your credit. So when the bank or credit card companies offer you credit, then there's a limit, right? And you can't go over your limit.
And you have a line of credit.
A line of credit is something different. So what did they say about a line of credit?
That you have two different, you have a loan and something else, and then you combine it.
So yeah, that video was really confusing, but a line of credit is something that you can borrow on at any time that you want to borrow on it. So usually people who are doing like renovations in their homes, they'll sometimes use the equity in their home. So say if your home is $100,000, worth $100,000. And you purchased it for, say, $80,000. So now you have $20,000 worth of equity in your home. You can get a line of credit for the $20,000 on your home, and you can use it to, you know, do the renovations on your home. So that's kind of like a line of credit. It's still a loan, but it's a line of credit. I think that's a little more complicated for you guys, so we won't really get into that, but it did talk about that. So I think we're going to wrap it up. Anything else, Naif, you want to add to what you learned today?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? You don't want to add anything? Okay. So until next time, folks, that's our take on credit and debit. Hope this helps. Hope you learned something. And until next time. Bye.